Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Now I gotta find out what this Mouse and Man podcast is all about.
Van, we can talk about this on the show. Let's get synced up and get going.
Alrighty.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, guys talk about rape. Again, Andy creates a new catchphrase, and it's the return of the game 6 degrees and hold the bacon. And when you hear this sound,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Hi.
Someone say it.
Hi.
Say it.
Welcome to Tancast!
Woohoo!
Hi.
I don't know why I did that way.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the motherfucking nicker in Tancast. I said
whoa,
nicker.
Whoa!
Nicker.
Nicker!
Did you say knicker, as in
knicker.
Those pants, like knickerbockers?
Sure, why not? Oshkosh bagosh.
Gazoon tight?
Yep.
Too soon. Well, goodness. Too tsunami.
Too tsunami.
All right, Tim, so explain to me what this Mouse and Man podcast is.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, okay. So... Van texted me a while ago, and he's like, have you ever heard of this Mouse and Man podcast? We should totally be on it, together, as guests. And I was like, really? Why? No, I've never heard of it. Something to that effect is what I said. And then he responded, I started with episode 14. In the first 5 minutes, they had a woman saying her mouth was too full to swallow, someone impersonating Mitt Romney talking about forced rape, and then asked what Disney character you'd want to have as a slave for the day. I'm sold.
Wow.
We gotta up our game, fellas.
We are slacking.
We are.
I don't know. I think we bring a good, pretty good Superman rape game to the table.
Yes.
And don't forget about chocolate rape. It's delicious.
Oh, it is delicious.
Yeah, we were talking about chocolate rape. We were talking chocolate rape all last week. I think I stand by ours. This is more
whoa,
fucked
whoa.
Up podcast.
All last week? That's a stretch. You know, we did
the
it for
whole
a day.
Week. Whole week. I was talking about it all week long. Ever since before I got on the phone with you guys and after I hung up. I was just, chocolate rape.
Oh, no lie. I found myself singing chocolate rape at random times.
Yeah. Try editing it together. Gets the melody stuck in your head and everything. Wait, before we go any further, and speaking of editing.
Where in the world is
episode 207?
Look, I can play this game too.
It's a fun game.
I know. I actually did get farther on it this week.
We turned on your computer?
And I've got a... No, like, moving fucking file shit around audio-ness.
Moving your porn files so your wife doesn't find them does not count.
It counts.
I consider that standard computer maintenance, and since the computer is the tool that I use to edit episode 207, I'm going to allow it.
I'll allow it.
Thank you, Tim.
That's two out of three. As somebody who edits often, I know that porn file moving about is just part of the process.
It is.
Oh, I'm running out of room. Need to move some porn files around.
Which is why it takes me a while to edit.
Danelle, get me my editor's pants.
Had to edit for a while, then I take a nap.
Which one did
I
use?
Gatorade.
The sweatpants with the hole in them. I saw Total Recall 2, or remake, so I win, Andy.
I'd forgotten that was a race.
Clearly.
So how was it?
It was okay. It had some kind of cool action-y shots. I mean, it wasn't spectacular, but it wasn't shitty either. It was just like, man, that was all right. I mean, it was kind of new because, like, I mean, I know the overarching story, but there's specifics I don't remember from the original Total Recall.
Ah.
But, I mean, I don't know. The biggest change is obviously it's not Mars, which doesn't seem to really make that much of a difference story-wise.
You don't understand. It's about the deep themes.
Deep themes of your cock?
Man's inhumanity
of
to man.
Mars is red. Red like the communists. Communists like our president. Come on! It all works together in one big thing.
Circular. It circles.
Ups and down. and around.
I think Colin Farrell is an underrated actor. Not that he did a spectacular job in this movie, but just in general.
I'm going to go the other way, and I think Colin Farrell is overrated. Because I'm thinking of his appearance in Daredevil.
I knew that's where he was going to go.
And
but who says
I'm
he's overrated?
Thinking,
who's clamoring, like, fucking Colin Farrell's the best actor of all time?
Oh, he was shit hot for quite a while there.
Yeah, he was kind of like the it boy for a while. And I'm going to go right in between you guys and say Colin Farrell exists.
He's not the shit. He's not the shit boy now. So that's why I would say he's underrated.
He does make a decent sex tape, though.
He was actually in a movie that I don't think I was supposed to talk about when I saw it, but now there's previews out. I think I can say I saw it. There's a movie called Seven Psychopaths.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That he was in.
Oh yeah, I've seen the preview for that with Walken. And,
yeah, the preview, like, I feel like doesn't even like it feels like the preview is so disjointed, like you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Like every commercial I've seen for that Clint Eastwood, Amy Adams flick?
Was it Clint Eastwood, Amy Adams flick?
It was like Clint Eastwood's growling at people. Clint Eastwood's throwing furniture. Clint Eastwood has a daughter.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
I mean, I don't want to get off what you're talking about, but yeah, it's like I'm not really sure what it is. I don't know if it's an old guy who's got to get his job, like, who's too old for the job he's doing, but he's going to try and fight to keep it. An old guy who's trying to get back in touch with his daughter, or if it's a daughter who's sassy and taking on the world despite her crazy old man. Like, I have no fucking idea what this movie is.
So
every commercial is just like, scenes! Here are scenes! These are scenes!
You've seen the Seven Psychopaths preview. Do you know what the story's about?
Do you want me ahead of time or from the trailer?
From the trailer.
I can't remember. I mean, it didn't seem confusing at the time, but maybe I just don't know what the actual story is about. But it seemed like they kidnapped Christopher Walken and I think Colin Farrell kidnapped dogs and then ransomed them back to their owners as, not ransom them back, but like trying to get a reward back from their owners, like they found the lost dog, and then they kidnap Woody Harrelson's dog, and Woody Harrelson is some sort of mobster who's going to kill them instead of paying them the ransom.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, but like, I guess there's so much other stuff going on in the movie when I saw it that I was just like, that is like, it's a basic story, but there's so much other shit going on. Colin Farrell's a struggling writer who's trying to finish this book. It was a bizarre movie. And I wouldn't
say...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, what I describe is like the spine of the movie, and then everything else is like there's a bunch of other shit branching off of it with arms and legs and, you know, like other appendages.
Yeah, exactly.
A dick.
I would say I didn't love it, mostly because of the ending.
Fair enough.
It was...
Superman spins the world backwards, so none of it happened.
Yep. Someone said Ralph Garman had an explanation for that.
Yeah. It works only for that part, but unless you continue watching the film, then it doesn't work. He on Hollywood Babylon, he said he wasn't actually spinning the world backwards. He was spinning around so fast that he was actually moving back in time, so that it appears, so we get his POV that the world is seeming to go backwards, but he's just going back in time. The only problem is, later on, he spins around the Earth the other way until it starts going forward again. So what are we to believe from that?
Back to you, Ralph Garman. I know you're listening.
Whew! Speaking of him, I was listening to Fat Man on Batman when he was on. So there was a couple weeks ago, well, many weeks ago now, when Dark Knight first came out, where Kevin Smith is reviewing it with Scott Mosier, and he's crying and just gushing over it, just, you know, has Dark Knight Rises nuts in his mouth. And then Ralph Garman apparently didn't like it, and now he has Ralph Garman on, and they're just picking it apart. And still Kevin Smith is kind of on board for it. I'm like, you are more two-faced than Harvey Dent.
Kevin Smith's just going to blow whichever way the wind is going. I do want to walk back my thinking Colin Farrell is overrated because I just remembered In Bruges.
That was a good flick.
It was. Weird.
Me and Tim saw it together.
We did.
Fucking weird.
You think In Bruges is weird? If you see Seven and Psychopath, that is fucking weird.
You ever see The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus?
I did not see
no.
that one.
I don't know what the fuck I watched. Like, I do not understand the point of that movie. I liked it.
Is that the one with Dustin Hoffman and Natalie Portman?
No. I think
that's
Quay,
the one.
No,
maybe.
That's the one that was Heath Ledger's last movie.
Yes, I was going to say, Heath Ledger's last movie, Terry Gilliam directed, I think he co-wrote it.
What's the name of the movie you're talking about, Andy?
Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Something, the other one Tim's talking about, something Mr. Gorium's Magic Emporium.
Oh, Mr. Gorium's Wonder Emporium.
Yeah.
I've seen that. It was shit.
I think that's what hurt the Heath Ledger movie.
That there was one that sounded like it had a goofy name and another one that sounded like it had a goofy name.
Yep. They're like, oh, it's probably going to be the same goofy shit with Natalie Portman.
Yeah. fucking Natalie Portman.
And shitty special effects.
But she's hot.
This is true.
That's all.
You're not going to get an argument on this podcast. I say nay.
We're not going to have a Natalie Portman is hot or not debate.
Rosie O'Donnell is the epitome of hotness, and I will fight anyone who says different.
Tim.
Oh, shit. I got to do a lot of fighting. Oh.
Well, hit the gym, buddy.
I got a lot of fighting voice. Oh, yep, I got
that's me.
Fighting today.
Oh, no. My calendar's full of fights.
Better bulk up. Someone get me steroids. Oh, somebody I work with said this morning that she's juicing every morning. I was like, fuck, you just said that really loud at work. You mean juice.
Oh, at work, oh, we get like these little notifications about like crimes around the area. And the subject of this one was sexual battery. And for some reason, the first thing I thought of was like some battery that holds sexual energy.
Lex Luthor has got a sexual battery.
I'm going to put that up my butt and recharge it.
He's got to store it all in case Superman tries to rape him.
I'm sorry, person who got sexual battery on you.
Really? But... it's not somebody who got violated by an Energizer D?
It could be.
Oh.
I
kept hoping the rape would stop, but it just kept going and going and going.
And then no. It was like, chocolate rape.
By the way, Tim...
Suck on it, mouse on man pot, whatever it's fucking called. Mouse,
take
man
that!
And mouse and men.
I think it was mouse to mouth.
I think it was hot mouse on mouse action.
Mm. Yeah, get me some of that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of other podcasts, I was just on the Angry Dorks.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
On Monday, it just
already?
I think it just popped today.
Excellent. And how are those angry penises?
They are angry and penis-rific. It's my three friends. Well, actually, only two of them were on. There was two other people on. I just don't know them. But Ron Swallow and Ed Greer. And they had me on to talk about the Superman versus Batman debate. unsurprisingly, I came down on the side of Superman.
Of course. Did you talk about our theory of whether Batman could stop Superman from raping him?
I specifically, not only did a cheap plug for Tancast, but specifically talked about our Superman rape theory that only, like, we've only come up with, like, a handful of characters that can not be raped by Superman. And I tried to say, like, the problem is I was on the phone, so, like, we kept talking over each other. Because it's not like this. It's, well, even kind of like this. Sometimes we talk over each other. But it's like, you know, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it's just AT&T, but there's enough of a delay that they'll start talking and I haven't heard them, so I start talking, and they just talk over me because they're way louder in their own ear than I am. So I tried to say, like, he could do it once. He could definitely do it once. I'm going to be ready every time after that.
I think he would just have to kill him.
Just have to kill him?
Superman would have to kill Batman. Batman's a brooder. He's not going to let that shit fly.
No. Absolutely not.
He could just rape him, then, you know, fly off to another planet for a while, hang out on Apocalypse.
Batman would be waiting for him. I mean, I guess he could wait until Batman dies.
What's he gonna do? Rape Darkseid?
Of course he's gonna rape Darkseid. Which, if you haven't seen the DC special of Robot Chicken that aired last week, yeah, you need to.
Yeah, you do.
But was it good?
Oh, fucking genius.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny. They take off on a thing from Superman 2 where at the end of Superman 2, Clark Kent kisses Lois Lane, and then she forgets all about Superman and and their whole history together, and that she knows Clark Kent is Superman. And he's like, I should make more use of this power. So then he spends a couple scenes going around kissing all the supervillains so they forget why they're mad or what they're doing. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's the beginning of Superman rape.
Man, and when that
so
song kicked in...
So not only will Superman rape you, you will forget all about it.
He's got to kiss you at the end. Passionately. Slowly.
So you're saying Superman has, like, the date rape drug built into his lips?
Apparently.
He's a super roofie.
You know what's crazy about that? That means Superman could have already raped us all.
He did. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was raping all of us. Oh, hip deep in rape already, and we're not even halfway through the episode.
I always thought the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was ordering 20 pizzas for Jesus' house.
No, I think it was convincing America to watch Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, I get just a taste, just a sisson of that
when I watch The Soup, and it reminds me how much I hate my fellow man.
I don't even get that much of it. I just get commercials for it when we're watching like House Hunters International, or maybe it's Restaurant Impossible, or some shit that is barely watchable to begin with. And then like, you know what you should watch after? Oh, it's Say Yes to the Dress. That's what we're watching. So you know what you should watch after this? Fucking The Downfall of Humanity.
Yeah.
When we were talking about Superman versus Batman, they were saying like Batman would be ready for Batman. If Batman knows he's coming, he could be ready for Superman. And I was like, okay, let's say there's a really shitty country out there that knows America's coming to attack them. They know. It still doesn't mean they're ready for stealth bombers and fucking SEAL Team 6. And the guy's like, that's a false equivalency because America doesn't have a kryptonite. I'm like, oh, yes, it does, sir. Honey boo boo.
But there's only one of her. There's a lot of kryptonite. Like, yes. All of Krypton worth of a lot of kryptonite.
Who's Honey Boo Boo?
Yes, but it didn't all come here.
I know, that's weird. That does seem weird. That like, it's like, hey, Superman, apparently your ship had a tractor beam and pulled the rest of your shitty broken planet with it.
You know what? That could be a shitty explanation, you know, a hand-wavy explanation that somehow his ship created some sort of wake that sucked debris this
way. Or like
way.
Like opened up a wormhole? Because, I mean, clearly they're implying faster than light travel. Because it goes from one star system to another in less than the lifetime of humanity.
Not even less than the lifetime, less than the gestation period of an embryo.
Well, if it's going at near light speed, the relativistic effect is going to cause time inside the thing that's moving to pass far more slowly than something in a physical frame that's outside of the thing that's moving. So time dilation, if it's going at like, you know, 99.99999, I think it's like 6 or 7 9s percent light speed, then it's like years to millennia, or like months to millennia dilation.
And that's why Andy is a bona fide nerd and you posers can suck it.
And suck it hard.
I had to Google who Honey Boo Boo is.
Oh, well, don't fall into that trap, Noah, because it's horrible.
I think I saw that thing where she's like, ooh, I'm sassy. Little girl. I think I saw the clip of that, and I was like, all right, that's interesting.
Joel McHale refers to her mother as the human thumb, and I think that is apropos. And now, my own little honey boo-boo wants to say hi to you guys.
All right, monkey.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, girl, how you doing?
What?
I'm not a girl. I'm a boy.
He's a boy.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Don't listen to Uncle Noah.
How you living? You living large?
Yes.
Good.
You're large. What did you say?
Did he say he's living hella large?
Hello, large.
Hella large.
he said it now. Thank you, potty mouth uncle.
I'm not an uncle.
I was talking to Noah. You're a good kid. You keep doing what you're doing.
You keep doing it, buddy.
You're doing it.
Don't let your daddy tell you otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Stands cool.
When you grow up, you can call him an a-hole.
Oh, Noah.
I'm a queen.
I didn't say the whole thing.
I'm light in the queen.
Yeah, I'm sure he can't possibly piece together. Oh, I'm talking over. What was that?
I'm light in the queen.
Yep. Just what I was thinking, buddy. You read my mind.
Hey, Drew, did you know that if you type into Google an actor's name, such as Prince and Baking Number, it will tell you how many steps it takes to get to his name.
Can you spell my name? D-R-E-W spells Drew.
Yep, he doesn't know.
Did you say Baking Number?
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so if you type Prince bye, and then the word
bye, we're talking. Good big people are talking. Tap right. Off with yourself.
Are you coming out
now? Nope, you're gonna go out.
If you type into Google, like,
no, you're not gonna spell your name on my computer.
An actor and
not
then
right
the
now.
Word bacon number, it will tell you how many steps you have to get to that actor to get bacon.
Will it tell you the steps, or you got to figure it out from there?
No, it'll tell you the steps.
Oh, okay. Because that would be a pretty bold and, you know, easy to program. 3, fucking figure it out. Google, bitch, and drop the mic.
So, surprisingly, Prince is 3 steps.
Purple Rain. Kristen Scott Thomas. Mm-hmm. No, not Purple Rain. What was the fucking movie after Purple Rain? I can't remember.
Under the Cherry Moon.
ah, the cherry moon. I was like, I thought it was a moon, but I couldn't. I was like, maybe I'm thinking of something else. So Under the Cherry Moon, Kristen Scott Thomas. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Random Hearts with Harrison Ford. Probably not it.
Not what they use.
Then I would go four. So, yeah, I don't know what it is. What else has that bitch been in?
So she was in Confessions of a Shopaholic with John Lithgow.
Oh,
John Lithgow,
of course.
And Kevin Bacon were in Footloose.
I always forget about Footloose.
Now I gotta cut loose.
Now I was actually listening to a story that Kevin Bacon is not actually the most connected actor. Like, someone did a study, and I think it was Rod Steiger. Steiger is, like, the most connected actor.
Good old Rod Steiger.
Yeah, Oracle of Bacon had figured it out.
Because Rod Steiger has been in, like, so many different types of movies. Where,
well,
like,
Rod
John
Steiger
Wayne's
doesn't
been...
rhyme with separation.
What was that?
I said Rod Steiger doesn't rhyme with separation, so he can go fuck himself.
No.
Exactly.
Well, he could do that. He's dead, but...
Well, then he can really go fuck himself.
Poor Rod. I still love you, baby. That's all. All
right.
Chocolate rain.
Since we're almost halfway through the show, do you want to do some tan laughs?
Sure.
Hey! Yes!
According to the Oracle of Bacon, Dennis Hopper is actually the center of the Hollywood universe.
All right, well, the thing I said too said Rod Steiger.
Fight! 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 Fight!
Fight! No!
They have Rod Steiger as number 18, behind Harvey Keitel, Donald Sutherland, David Carradine, which surprises me, Udo Kier, which doesn't surprise me, because that dude's been in a ton of shit, Martin Sheen, etc., etc. Link goes here.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Where's Jude Law?
That is a good question. Let me see if he's in their top 1,000. He is, 715. But that actually puts him behind Kevin Bacon.
Oh, I would hope so. I would hope Kevin Bacon's higher on the list.
Kevin Bacon is 444.
Wow.
Yep, Matt Dillon apparently, and Ewan McGregor. Sorry, Ewan McGregor!
Very
make
good.
Better centers than Kevin Bacon. At least whenever they ran this list, which I don't see a date stamp on it, so.
All right, 10 laughs.
Yes, indeed.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's time to laugh. It's time for 10 laughs. You send in the jokes and we will read them on your behalf. Send them along to your mom at 10cast.com.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough,
bitch.
All right, so going back to some emails that are some jokes that Grace sent some time ago, and I didn't finish all the jokes, so I will finish all the jokes.
Huzzah!
I did that one already. Okay, what did Snow White... I think I may have said this one on the show before. What did... But not in this most... Whatever. I know what I'm talking about. Don't worry about it. What did Snow White say when her photos weren't ready yet?
Fuck this shit.
Someday my prince will come. Easy, easy.
Oogly.
Why does Peter Pan fly?
Because his dick is stuck in Tinkerbell.
Well, I'll allow it.
Because he never lands.
Oh, that was different.
Why do people go to Disneyland?
Because it's fun.
So they can get a little goofy.
Silly.
Why did Dopey take a box of crayons with him into the bedroom?
His wife asked him to draw the curtains.
Close, Snow White did. I thought you guys were going to go somewhere dirty with that for sure.
What? Why would
he wanted
we do
to color
that?
Snow's white.
I just go in there with a bottle of lube. Color her white.
What's Minnie's favorite thing to wear?
A miniskirt?
Miniskirt?
Did you say miniskirt?
Yeah.
That's correct!
Ding, 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 ding!
Did I get all the dirty ones last time? What's pink and has 7 dents?
Snow White's cherry.
Did I say that one already?
Nope. I just knew that one since I was in, like, 7th grade.
What do Viagra and Disneyland have in common?
Great Big Castle?
They both cause you to stand around for an hour waiting for a 2-minute ride.
2 minute 30, baby. 30.
What did Snow White say when Prince Charming was having erectile dysfunction?
I don't know.
Someday my prince will come.
I was like, I don't know. Wait,
you?
Yes, I do.
You're like, I don't know. Now I know. God damn
last
it.
Last one. Want to know something about Pinocchio?
Sure.
No.
Too bad, Noah. His nose ain't the only piece of wood that grows. Yeah, penis.
That's a little too on the nose, sir.
I wish I could find it again, but there was some joke. Damn it. God damn it.
Are you laughing at me, or?
I'm laughing at God damn it.
Oh.
Oh, wait, there was some more Star Wars ones. I thought I was done. Sorry.
Oh, hooray.
As a Disney character, what song would Darth Vader sing?
Whistle While You Work?
When You Wish Upon a Death Star.
Oh.
Have you tried Wookiee cookies?
What cookies?
No. Wookiee cookies.
No.
They're chewy. And we're out.
All right. I'm glad you ended strong with chewy.
Thank you, Grace. Which, by the way, Grace and Leslie, the redheaded Disney freak tan fight, they are going to be at Disneyland at the same time, so fireworks may ensue.
All right.
More than likely, because they have fireworks nightly at Disneyland, and that's really unrelated to what I'm talking about.
Very good. All right, Tim, will you bring the mud pit?
They can just splash around in the Disneyland castle moat.
That's true. You
can't see that upsetting anyone.
No, it's the happiest place on earth.
I got a joke.
Okay.
Go for it.
As an airplane is about to crash, a female passenger jumps up and frantically announces, "If I'm going to die, I want to die feeling like a woman." She moves all her clothes and asks, "Is there someone on this plane who's mad enough to make me feel like a woman?"
A man stands up and says, "Yes, we read this joke 2 weeks ago."
Did we really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But at least I read it, not you.
Did we read the one about a man's wife going to the honeymoon hotel for the 20th anniversary?
Is that the suck the tits dry one?
Yep. Yep.
Pause for Noah to read the punchline. All right, Noah, while you look for another joke, I'll finish off the stack from Jesus that we started, last week. A man and his wife were celebrating their 50-year anniversary, so the man bought his wife a $250 see-through nightgown. Later that night, she's getting ready for bed and realized the nightgown was still in the box downstairs. Walking naked through the house, she passed her husband, who said, "My word, for $250, they could have at least ironed it." Guy goes into a drugstore to buy condoms. "What size?" says the clerk. "Gee, I don't know," the man replies. "Go see Sophie in the back," says the clerk. The man walks over to Sophie, who grabs him by the crotch and yells, "Medium!" He runs back to the clerk, pays, and leaves embarrassed. A few moments later, a man walks in, asks for condoms, is asked his size, and gets sent over to see Sophie. "Large!" she yells, and the man struts over to pay for his rubbers. Finally, a high school kid walks in and asks for condoms, and again, the clerk asks his size. I've never done this before. I don't know what size to get," the kid says, embarrassed. The clerk sends him to see Sophie at the end of aisle 4. Sophie grabs him by the crotch and says, "Clean up aisle 4!
I knew that's where it was going.
And the last one.
Wait! I could see that punchline coming.
A mile away?
No, you just stop it coming.
Okay.
That's what you do, Andy. You add extra words. Not needed.
It's my superpower. I find all the words that you left out accidentally.
Anyway, last joke. Sorry.
A man went to a plastic surgeon to get work done on his penis. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even, pre-read this one, and that just hurts my brain. But umptis. There we go. That's the end. No, it's going to get worse. Let's go. Curious, the doctor asks what happened to it. Well, the man says, "I live in a trailer park. A gorgeous buxom creature lives in the trailer next to mine. I used to peek into her trailer, and I saw that she had a habit. Each afternoon, she would take a hot dog from the fridge and put it in a hole on her trailer floor. Then she'd sit on it and have a ball. She nearly drove me crazy, so I get this bright idea, see? One day I sneak over, got up under her trailer, and when she slid the hot dog in the hole, I slipped it out and slipped my penis in the hole instead. She sat down on it, and everything was going just great until there was a knock at her door. And then?" asked the doctor. "Aw, hell," the man said. "Then she tried to kick it under the stove."
Oh! No! That's terrible.
That breaks the penis.
In fairness...
Maybe that's how that one guy got that 90-degree penis.
In fairness, he deserves it for raping that woman.
In fairness.
She didn't say no. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
She also thought it was a hot dog. I'm going to go with Tim on this.
That's the Revenge of the Nerds.
Tim is correct.
Hey, everybody. It's the new Tancast game. Is it rape?
That's not new.
I know.
There's even a jingle for it from back in the day. That was on one of our old episodes. Two of our old episodes.
Okay. I think I have a joke that we haven't read.
Is it rapey?
No.
Then we'll have none of it.
Who's it from? A woman suspects her husband is cheating on her. One day she dials her home and a strange woman answers. The woman says, "Who is this?" "This is the maid," answers the woman. "We don't have a maid," said the woman. Maybe we did read this before. Did we read this before?
We did. We did.
Fuck. I was like, it's starting to sound familiar.
Danelle likes to tell me about her, while you're looking for another joke. Danelle likes to tell me about her dad, who used to watch movies thinking like he'd never seen them before and get made way through and go, "Oh, I did see this." But not like 10 minutes in. Like a good hour into the movie. Oh, you know, I've seen this.
My mom and my dad used to hand off the, the chore of picking out the movies on Friday nights for family movie night. And my mom would invariably rent at least one of the same films over and over and over again because she would always fall asleep on the couch like halfway into the first movie. So we'd watch the rest of that movie and do the second movie, but every single time she would rent not only the movie she didn't see because she was already asleep, but she'd go ahead and rent that movie that she saw the first half of. And every once in a while we'd hear it sleepily, "Oh, I think I've seen this before," followed by...
Do we vamp long enough, Noah?
Yeah. I don't know if we read this one.
Whether we've read it or not, I'm letting you go.
Yep. All right. Well, one night, a flying saucer landed in the backyard of Tim and Ingrid of Pasadena, Texas. Sound familiar?
That's really specific, and no.
Two attractive aliens, one male and one female, emerged from the saucer and introduced themselves as Martians. They told their host that they had come to planet Earth to conduct an experiment. Tim asked, "What do you want from us?" The experiment was research on having sex with Earthlings, and the aliens replied, "Would you two like to assist us with the experiment?" Tim and Ingrid thought it over and said, "Okay." Tim took the female alien to one bedroom, and Ingrid took the male alien into the other bedroom. After the male was undressed, Ingrid looked him over and started laughing. The alien asked, "What's so funny, Ingrid?" Ingrid replied, "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have laughed. She said that you're just not large enough to satisfy any woman on Earth." The alien replied, "No problem, watch this." He grabbed his ears and his penis grew 10 inches. With a smile, Ingrid exclaimed, "Now that's more like it." A few hours later, the aliens had gone. Tim asked Ingrid, "Did you enjoy sex with your alien?" "It was fantastic," replied Ingrid. Ingrid asked, "How about you? Did you enjoy sex with your alien?" Tim replied, "It was okay, except she kept pulling my ears."
Oh,
you did it! We have
Tim.
Not read that one!
Yay!
Who is it from?
Todd!
Wow! We went an entire tan laugh without doing one joke from Jonathan?
We did.
We'll get you next week, Jonathan.
We will. Never you fear.
You know, when I was thinking of listeners that have abandoned us, we haven't read a Jesus joke. Not a Jesus. We just read a Jesus joke. We haven't read a Jihiro joke in a long time, so we haven't gotten to use his jingle.
Nope.
Were you at Jihiro?
Listeners are growing up and moving away.
I was listening to the song Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe. And there's one part...
Because it was, 1997.
I love that song. At one point, he says something about, "How did I know?" And he says something about, "Me and the crew used to do her." So does that mean they're all getting each other sloppy seconds?
Well, no, someone's getting sloppy thirds. First.
Yeah.
Well, someone is getting sloppy seconds.
Or maybe they would just run a train on her.
Sloppy seconds, still.
Yeah.
All right. Want to get that? Wait, no, it's sloppy thirds by that point.
Well, you know what I mean. I think any time past the first guy, it's just seconds.
No.
I'm going to go with Tim.
But anyway, yeah, yes, it sounds like they're all sharing, they're all putting their dingle dangles in the same,
honeypot.
There you go. Thank you.
Now, if we were single, would you share a honeypot with me?
I would prefer not to.
All right.
If it's all the same to you.
It's the same. Well, it's not the same. It's actually two different things. Yeah, I don't know if I want to think about it. Yeah, Tim was just balls deep in this.
If it's all the same to you, you can just have this honeypot, and I'll get another honeypot.
There's no honeypot. Honeypot must be found.
You know what? If we were both single, and it was just like a casual thing, yes, I'd share with you.
You adopted the honeypot. I was born in it.
You have.
So, wait,
there
you said yes, Andy, you would?
Yeah, I think I would.
All right.
When I have hypothetically emptied my balls, you have my permission to come.
You have my permission to die.
No, wait. Are we talking about like both at the same time, or are we like?
No. Just like maybe it could be hours, or it could be like a day. Like maybe one day she comes over, does me. Next day she comes over and does you.
Like a tan house hoe? A house hoe?
If I'm not like plowing your snowdrift, yeah, I'm pretty cool with that.
If I'm not Plowing your snowdrift.
Plowing your snowdrift.
Plowing your snowdrift.
You know what I mean.
No, there's no illusion about what you might mean. There's no mystery.
Oh, that was good.
Wow. Plowing your snowdrift. T-shirt. I'm not plowing your snowdrift.
Someone else needs to do that.
Yeesh.
Let that shit dry up.
Oh.
Or just, you know, get a finger in there and, like, kind of at least, like, squeegee it out a little bit.
Oh, now!
Turkey baster. I bet you can use a shot back.
Take that, mouse in the house.
Yeah, are you talking about wet and dry cum over there? About mouse house, frouse, douse? A douse of mouse?
In all fairness, I am now going to subscribe to Mouse and Man podcast.
I know, I totally have to listen to the podcast just to know what I'm challenging. Like, what if they're fucking awesome? And I'm like, oh, shit.
If they're fucking awesome, then I will be amused an extra hour every week. So,
good,
you
point.
Know, win-win.
And Noah will drop some other podcast.
No, that'd be on the chopping block right now.
Is it Tancast?
No, I said,
he dropped that years ago.
I listened to it once. Before it even began.
It's like, fuck it,
no,
I heard it live.
You used to listen.
Yeah, nothing's on the chopping block right now. Everyone's good.
That's good.
Whew, the latest Smodcast made me laugh.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Have you heard it yet?
Oh, is that when they're the second part of Emo Kev?
Yeah, it may even be the third part.
Oh, okay. But yeah, they're like basically the final part of like listening to Kevin Smith. Just like, just go on. Just record himself. Just talk about shit.
So, Andy, you don't listen to Smodcast, right?
No, still not.
Okay, so he had found tape recordings that he made when he was like 20. He's like riding his bike home from work and just talking. Just like, and they call him Emo Kev because he says stuff like, Amanda's going to come over. I wonder if I should open the door. I can't even describe like the various emo things he says, like, you know, this generation or any other generation that happens to be this age at this time. And then Kevin Smith stops the tape. That's fucking this generation.
Yep.
That's really all you needed to say.
Or like when he broke into the girl's room and took down the shrine and then wrote like,
yes,
something.
And lied in wait to see a reaction. But the best one is like, so it was the title of the episode. And what made me laugh was mostly Scott's reaction. Is he goes, he's pedaling away. And the best part is as it goes on, he's getting more and more winded from pedaling his bicycle. But he's still not stopping the blither blather of emo-ness. It's like, maybe I just liked her because we spent so much time together, but so maybe I'll spend time with somebody else. I don't know if that's it.
Love.
It had to happen. Love.
24 karat keys of love.
Holy shit, dude. If anyone has a 24 karat case of love, it's you for this. Oh, this poor fucking kid, dude.
I like how he's talking up his possessions. And what was that one thing he mentioned like multiple times?
Was it the CD rack or the
It was a CD rack. Though. It was like a stereo rack.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a rack system.
And then he says, I got a lot to offer.
It was pretty hilarious. Like, oh, man. And good for him being able to like go back and look at that shit and just laugh at himself.
I know I have both audio and videotapes of me being probably exactly or more than that obnoxious. And I will find them and we will mock young Tim Babb.
You probably have audio and video of both of us in high school being horrible.
Oh, yes.
Man, like 2 years after we did that shit in high school, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, I was such a spaz.
Wait till you look at it now.
Oh, yeah. 35-year-old Andy realizes what a spaz that judgmental bastard was.
I think we all were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, just trying to figure shit out.
Clearly. Well, you know, it's a confusing time. There's lots of changes happening in your life. We were all just sort of desperate trying to get our peeps touched.
Just like when I wrote...
Just look at it. Just for a second. Just
screaming into the ether. Touch my peep.
Like when I wrote that poem to the girl in school. And
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And I went back and looked. I'm like, oh, God, it's horrible. Oh, it's so bad.
Tim, I feel, you know, now that we're an entire high schooler older than that, I can tell you this honestly. That was painful to be around at the time.
It's not like I talk like that every day. Like, I sat down to write a poem.
I know. It's just like I saw that. And it, like knowing that you were pouring your heart and soul out, I'm like, he's not going to get anywhere with this. And I feel bad for him. But I can't shit on his game like that.
Fuck. Even Andy knew. Even 16-year-old Andy knew that Tim was going nowhere with that shit.
Okay, well, in honesty, 16-year-old Andy was finger-blasting his girlfriend.
16-year-old Andy or 17-year-old Andy was finger-blasting his girlfriend?
16-year-old Andy.
Check the tape.
Tim's a little skeptical.
15-year-old Andy, by a month, so a month from 16, started dating his girlfriend. 16-year-old Andy was finger-blasting his girlfriend.
And wait a minute. Let's not talk about it like you were finger-blasting, like you were fucking John Holmes getting action happening.
No.
It was probably the most awkward DJ Sir Mix-a-Lot cutting it up on the ones and twos and the pinks.
Oh, I'm certain I was horrible at it.
Finger blast. You're probably it's wet.
What is this wetness? What is going on?
For all we know, you were tickling her belly button for an hour.
Probably, and then she just made a noise, and I felt fulfilled.
And wrap it up. The band played you off, and it was time to be done.
Yeah, or I just completely missed, and it was like. Vagina smells a little like beehole.
Oh,
it's pretty close.
Beehole? Really? All the things we say on this show, not only could you not call it an ass, you'd kind of say butt.
He was just talking about, what, snow plowing?
Okay. In fairness, my kid just walked in, so.
Ah, all right.
In fairness to me, I guess I'm demanding fairness now.
Thankfully for him, you weren't plowing the beehole.
No.
That's how he came to be.
No, actually, I had much better aim by the time we had him.
That's my point. If you had been plowing the beehole, there'd be no Drew.
Yes.
D-R-E-W.
Unless it somehow dribbled out and jumped in the other hole. Or maybe there's a hole somewhere inside. Yes.
There's a hole. There's a hole. There's a hole in the middle of the butt.
Sperm get to the colon. Can you help me? I am lost.
Ooh, boy, am I lost. This place is
shitty.
This
is a rough neighborhood. I made a wrong turn at the starfish.
Honey, I don't see any more white people. Everyone around here is brown.
That reminds me. I was somewhere and some dude was listening like to Mexican music in his car, and it sounded exactly like Pablo Francisco's impression of Mexican music playing out of a car. I was like, holy shit, it's real.
Sometimes stereotypes are real.
We want to play six? Oh, never mind, it's getting late. I thought Andy might have wanted to play 6 degrees, but probably not.
We can do it. If we do, like, let's set 3-minute time limits.
Alright.
We'll do lightning round. Alright, so
six
everybody
6 degrees and lightning bacon.
Yes.
Order up 6 degrees and hold the bacon.
It's microwave bacon. Pre-cooked, heat. Right.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first since I'm so eager to suffer.
All right.
Give me a second. I'm going to write down an actor or actress so I'm not influenced by the conversation we're about to have.
Okay. I already have I have one of mine. Oh, you know what? No. I'm going to change that actor. Or actress. You don't know.
I don't know if we did this one before.
All right. I've got two, so one for each of you.
Excellent.
um, Let me do one more. That's fine.
I'm trying to pick, like, fairly mainstream people.
Yeah, me too.
Relatively.
All right, Noah, are you ready with an actor or actress?
Actually, let me replace one. Now I'm ready.
Oh, while you're doing that, I should explain the rules to new listeners.
Oh, yes.
So 6 Degrees and Hold the Bacon is a game we play where one person is it, as it were. The other two come up with a random actor. We don't tell each other what the actor is. Then we both say the actor to the person who's it. They've got to connect one to the other in 6 moves or less.
And the twist is?
You cannot use Kevin Bacon.
No, sir.
And if one of the two people can then get the actor to the other actor in less names, they earn themselves a bonus point.
Yep.
And you earn as many points as names... No, inversely as many points as names to connect them
yep.
to the person who's actually CERN it is.
Yep. And one movie, so they're in the same movie together, is...
6 points?
6 points. Yep. And going down from there.
Or is it 5? Nah, I don't remember.
It was 6 points.
Okay. All right. Noah, you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So I'll go first. My actress, Julia Roberts.
Ryan Gosling.
Weren't they in a goddamn movie together?
Maybe.
Oh, start the time now.
All right. Shit, no. Julia Roberts was not in that. I'm just trying to get Ryan Gosling to literally anybody in any of the Ocean's movies. Because then I'll have it. Ryan Gosling was in...
Fuck was Ryan Gosling in?
Fuck, I can remember a couple of, like I can remember the other major actors he was in movies with. I got it. Ryan Gosling was in, the name of the movie just fell right out of my head. I can only think of Damages, but that's a TV show. Fracture? No. Shit. Ryan Gosling and, God damn it, I'm not going to be able to remember the name of that fucking movie. It's Ryan Gosling and Anthony Hopkins in the movie where Anthony Hopkins' wife is dead and Ryan Gosling is the prosecuting attorney.
I mean, even if I wanted to, I could not help you out, sir.
Yeah.
I know it. I mean, do we give hints?
Shit.
Fuck no.
Okay.
We're in it to win it, Noah.
God damn it. I was right the fucking there. Okay.
You have 1:30 left, my friend.
All right. Ryan Gosling was in...
Didn't you just say a movie a moment ago?
What? Ocean's whatever?
No, I thought you said a different movie. I thought you might have said the name of the movie you're trying to think of.
I said, Damages, and then I said Fractures, or
right.
Fractured.
Right, that's it.
It was Fractured?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then he was in that with Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins was in, Meet Joe Black with Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was in Ocean's 11 with Julia Roberts.
All right. And that was how many? That was
three? 3 moves.
I have it in 3. That doesn't get you anything, right? If you're doing the same?
No. Okay. So I get 4 points.
Because I had Notebook with James Garner, Maverick with Mel Gibson, Conspiracy Theory with Julia Roberts.
Ooh, good.
I don't have any, I don't have any better. Mumble. Poppycock. Rubbish.
All right, so Andy's got 4 points.
Yep.
All right, Noah, do you want me to go next, or do you want me to go next?
You can go next.
Okay, bring me some actors, bitches.
All right, Noah, you want to drop yours first?
Yeah, Colin Farrell.
Oh, nice. And I did Jodie Foster.
All right, time started now. Jodie Foster, Colin Farrell. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Those are actors in this universe. That doesn't help at all. Okay. Yeah, alrighty. Nope. That's a television cartoon, and Ben Affleck wasn't even in it. Oh, no, I don't think she was. I am blanking on James Woods' body of work. James Woods, good guy, does movies, like him. I'm trying to think. What? Just out loud. These are the movies I can think of that he's been in. Contact. Maybe that's something. No. How do I get him to? Hercules, which doesn't help at all. The Hard Way, also not a lot of help. Unless LL Cool J and Colin Farrell have been in. Wasn't Colin Farrell in fucking SWAT with LL Cool J?
Very good, sir.
And then LL Cool J was in The Hard Way with James Woods.
And?
And Michael J. Fox.
And James Woods was in...
What am I trying to get? Oh, Jody right, Foster. Contact with Jodie Foster. I'm like, I thought
there
I was
you
not.
Go.
Why the fuck was I stuck on James goddamn Woods?
I don't know. We've all done it.
All right, so that's three. I mean, 4 points, but three movies.
Yeah. And
no
I can't...
wonder. I should have been worried I worked on Jodie Foster's film resume. I was like, what? I'm done.
I don't think I can do better than three.
Drop the mic.
I don't think I can either.
Yeah, I was going Colin Farrell to either Ralph Fiennes or Brendan Gleeson in Bruges. Because I figured that there had to be a Jodie Foster movie that one of the two of them was in, but I couldn't place it.
Now, we're only doing movies that, like, for when we mentioned it, I was thinking about the Colin Farrell movie I'd seen that isn't technically out yet.
The seven
yeah, it's
gotta psychopaths
be,
one?
Got to be released.
Okay.
I think we set a rule along... Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm just up my own ass. But I thought that we'd agreed on a rule that, like, in production doesn't count.
Yeah, because what if before it hits theaters, Colin Farrell's cut out of the movie?
Yeah, always possible.
That is
a hell of an
edit. Although I think very hard.
They CGI'd Jar Jar Binks over all his scenes.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to verify.
All right.
So, yeah, I don't think I can do better.
Who was my other actor that I was going to use for Noah? Shit. It was a dude. I'll tell you. Oh, I remember it. I'm back. All right. Noah, okay. You ready?
Yes.
All right, Noah.
Andy, you ready?
I am. Noah?
All right.
Mine is Kate Winslet.
And mine is Michael Clark Duncan. The late, great Michael Clark Duncan.
Great.
Time starts now.
Okay. So, Michael Clark Duncan is in Green Mile, who's also in The Whole Nine Yards, maybe the sequels. Alright, so how do I get to Kate Winslet? She was in Titanic with Michael J. Fox. Not Michael J. Fox. Leonardo DiCaprio.
That would have been a different movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio has been in a shit ton of movies. Yes!
I mean, that's true.
Yes! Kate Winslet was in Titanic with Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio was in Catch Me If You Can with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks was in Green Mile with Michael Clark Duncan.
God damn
Drop
it.
Drop the you mic!
You got my exact path.
You came really close to my exact path. I did Green Mile to Catch Me If You Can to Revolutionary Road.
He was in Revolutionary Road?
Wait, sorry. Yeah, it was the reteaming of Kate and Leo.
Got you.
That's awesome that we all... Oh, shit. Oh, shit, son.
Do you have a shorter one?
No. It is the first ever...
three-way tie.
6 degrees and Hold the Bacon three-way tie.
Wow.
We did it.
We all did ours in three and got 4 points.
I feel pretty good about that. When you said, oh shit, son, I thought that was you about to break the tie by coming up with a two-step.
Oh, no, I probably would have. I probably would have. Unless it was, yeah, I probably wouldn't have allowed it. Even if I thought of it by then. Like, I feel like you have to have it when the person's done. So especially if the person thinks of theirs quickly, you're fucked. Trying to get that extra point.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you. I think that's a good rule.
So it is done.
All right, good game, everybody. It's like soccer.
It is. Everyone.
Might as well not have happened. Nobody won.
Everyone leaves.
And most of America doesn't care about it.
So exactly like soccer.
Poor soccer. Don't cry. It's okay, baby.
Now I want to stick my penis out the side of my shorts and pee on the field surreptitiously.
Is that what they do?
And for our non-American listeners, I of course mean soccer.
Andy, do they pee on the field?
It's been known to happen.
Have you ever seen a video of, like, people celebrating goals and, like, and then they did it where they shoot lasers out of their eyes and shit?
No.
It's stupid, but it's kind of hilarious. I'll see if I can find it. Soccer celebration lasers.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I think this is it. Yeah, and then I think they kick people's heads off and shit.
Oh, excellent.
Well,
there was some funny video I was watching the other day. I meant to remember it for Tancast. Oh, it was something on Reddit. Tim, you can put the link in here if I can recall what it was.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
But it was a bunch of people sharing Nigel Thornberry from the Wild Thornberries inserted into other things.
Okay.
Other people probably won't give a shit. I found the whole thread hilarious.
I don't know who the Wild Thornberries are or who Nigel Thornberry is.
He's a character from the Wild Thornberries, and the Wild Thornberries was a cartoon that was on...
I was able to piece that part together when you threw those two together in the description.
Lacey Chabert did one of the voices, and I can't remember anything else about it.
All right. So, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Well, now you have one, possibly two links to look at as we bid you farewell for the week.
A fond adieu.
Wait, before we sign off, I want to do a shameless self-promotion. I'm going to be at Rooster Teeth Feathers Comedy Club October 11th through the 14th. That's in Sunnyvale, California. So please come out and see me doing some live stand-up comedy.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Pouring accomplished. Now back to the end of the show.
Bye! Remember, never trust a big butt and a smile.
Words to live by.
I got nothing to hate this week.
Ooh! A happy Andy.
Someone just got blown.
Andy's too busy to hate this week.
Oh. I thought maybe you just got blown recently.
No. But you know what? I'll double hate on something next week.
Anyway, you're doing it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tancast Podcast. You can go to our official website, Tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah@tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoy for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, don't be an idiot!
Tancast. Annie, do you hate that you have an iPhone 4GS?
No, I don't hate that I have an iPhone 4GS. I still love it.
Do you hate that you can't get the 5?
Nope.
Okay.
Because I'm looking forward to whatever the 6 is going to be. I think that one's going to have the little dick hole. Just let me hump it.
There's an app for that. All right. I've just learned my wife will not be home, so I can start editing this episode immediately.
Excellent. I'm wondering why I can't export the audio, and it's because I'm still recording like an idiot.